In the offseason, Coach Mike McCarthy announced some big-time changes to his coaching staff, especially on the offensive side of the ball. Among the promotions, McCarthy passed his play-calling responsibility to Tom Clements. Alex Van Pelt now oversees quarterbacks and wide receivers, and Edgar Bennett serves as McCarthy's offensive coordinator. Edgar's body of work as an assistant the last 10 years has been impressive. And as Larry found out, that's a trend that's expected to continue.
To understand Edgar Bennett, the coach, look no further than Edgar Bennett, the player. Edgar was a lunch pail, hard hat kind of back, consistent, versatile, dependable.
Far back in the pocket, screen play to Bennett. Bennett opened up the 15 to the 10, to the 5, touchdown! Edgar Bennett on the dive into the end zone.
Above all, as a player, Edgar was accountable to the process and steeped in fundamentals. Those are the principles he now instills in the players he coaches.
We're teachers first, but then you got to demand. Our standard doesn't change. Regardless of the situation, regardless of who's in the game, our standard is the Green Bay Packer way, and so we're going to hold guys accountable to that.
As we've seen, injuries are an unfortunate part of the game, but the Packer way is what has enabled Edgar's units to have success time and time again.
Oh, what a catch by Randall Cobb! Touchdown, Green Bay!
In 2010, as running backs coach, Edgar readied little-known sixth-rounder James Starks to carry the load during the team's run to a world championship. In 2013, with Aaron Rodgers and Randall Cobb sidelined, Edgar's receiving corps amassed more than 3,300 yards receiving, second most in franchise history. Commitment to preparation, that is the Packer way.
Each guy understands that at some point they're going to get an opportunity. You know, in order to be prepared for that opportunity, it starts with their daily preparation. And our goal, our mindset is to improve on a daily basis. And I think guys understand that when the opportunity presents itself, they're able to step in and continue to play at a high level.
To play at a high level in Edgar's offense, one must prove they can first perform at a high level in practice.
Our young guys, they understand that coming into this situation, you know, we're going to hold their feet to the fire as far as our expectations from a practice standpoint, what we're looking for, and we're going to demand it on a daily basis. We always talk about what do we want our tape to look like. Being fundamentally sound, that has to show up on tape. Playing our style and brand of football, it has to show up on tape.
And that's not all. A selfless attitude must also stand out no matter what your stature.
We want to be complete players. We don't want to just say he's a receiver. Well, what does that mean? You got to be complete. When it's time to catch the ball, absolutely. When it's time to run block, absolutely. You got to understand the role. The beauty of our system and program is we have veteran guys that buy into that, and they accept nothing less, and they want to be held accountable. We enjoy each other's company, but when it's time to take care of business, we make sure we're doing it the right way.
Larry, you've known Edgar ever since he was a player on the field. But what makes him so special as a coach?
Well, Lauren, I think Edgar's got a unique ability to hold people accountable, but over the course of a long season, not getting annoying to the point where they tune him out. And the perfect example, when he was coaching the Packers wide receivers don't want to block folks. The typical wide receiver doesn't want to do that, but Edgar had the finest blocking core of wide receivers in the National Football League because he held them accountable, not only in practice, but on game day and in the film room.
A well-deserved promotion to offensive coordinator.